And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Right around Australia, we are live. Of course, if you miss anything on today's program, jump onto our iPad or onto the website www.mindfood.com and click on radio. Speaking of radio, we've got Chef Al Brown joining us today. How are you, Al?
Very well, thank you, Ben.
Yeah,
very well.
Good, mate. Now, today we're talking in the July issue of Mind Food all about butter and bagels. Why is butter important?
New Zealand's a country that a lot of its economy is based around dairy products, and we've been making great cheese for a long time, and we've really only been making, we've been making huge amounts of butter, but, not really artisan butter, and I guess there's a little bit of movement that way now in the market of New Zealand.
So, Al, tell us the meaning of artisan butter. Is it freshly made? Is that the whole idea?
Yeah, it's all batch made, and we're making, so I've got a collaboration going with Whitestone Cheese, who are sort of iconic cheesemakers in New Zealand from Oamaru, from down south, and they approached me and we sort of collaborated about wanting to have a go at making some artisan butters, just with cream from Oamaru cows, so small batch made, and it's just, it's beautiful and yellow and it's rich and it's velvety and it's just got so much more punch to the butter than perhaps the sort of dumbed-down bulk versions that are out there that we've all sort of grown up with.
And you say here that butter as a vehicle for flavour is a fantastic ingredient, whether you're cooking a piece of fish, scallops, new potatoes, or a beautiful cake or scones.
Yeah, well, anything. I mean, of course, bread and butter is the most simple form of how we consume butter probably on an everyday basis, and that is something pretty wonderful. But, if you cook a lovely piece of fresh fish and just finish it off with a bit of fresh, beautiful, small batch churned artisan butter, it just takes that sort of dish to another whole level. And then of course, just somewhere where we use butter all the time, you can actually have, and it is something that you use, and nearly every facet of cooking. But if you use, like using a great wine, using a great butter, anything like that, the results are going to speak for themselves, and they're going to be, you're just not going to, you just have no idea that butter can be so delicious. And, getting away from all the spreads and all the margarines and all the this and the that and getting back to natural products.
Yeah.
And people are a bit scared of butter and they're a bit scared of salt and all those sorts of things these days. But, I support the natural products. And when you have butter with that sort of flavour, you don't need as much to get that push either, you're using half as much because it's twice as flavorful.
Okay, so Al, as someone who does TV and radio, you know chefing is obviously your first love, so you sound very excited about this whole butter deal. You've got your butter buttered on both sides.
I guess as a chef, you go through a whole lot of different facets and you get involved in different cuisines and different styles and things. I guess what pushes my button more and more these days is just it's everything I do is sort of product driven, and if I can use the best products and get the best out of them, I sort of feel that my food's about the product itself and letting it sort of shine. And so, if you have a perfectly fresh piece of fish and you have the most amazing artisan butter to cook it in and a squeeze of lemon juice, the simple things, doing them as well as possible, is probably what really ticks my box.
There you go. So we're chatting with Al Brown today. Of course, for me, more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. I'm getting hungry thinking about it. But we're talking about today artisan butter here on Mind Food Radio. For more details, jump onto mindfood.com.